very excited about right now as well, bringing on a head coach in the NFL, the head coach of the LA Chargers, the great Anthony Lynn joins us now. How you doing today, Anthony?
Hey, doing good, man. How you doing?
Hey, doing really well. I appreciate you jumping on the show. Now, I think we may have been at Texas Tech at the same time together, and that's not really as hard to research, but the part where I think maybe, did you live in Weymouth when you were playing football there?
Absolutely. I lived in Weymouth for 2 years.
All right. Would it have been 1990? Would you have been one of those years?
No, it would have been 88 and 89.
88 and 89? Do you remember Anthony McDowell?
I talk to him every once a week at least.
Are you serious? All right, I lived in Weymouth. I didn't play football. I somehow ended up on that floor. And I lived right next to Anthony.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I live right next to Anthony McDowell. And so he became, we played Tecmo Bowl nonstop. I made Kool-Aid in an Ozarka water bottle container. I
mean, Anthony McDowell was roommates with his former teammate in high school, Marcus Washington.
Oh, yeah.
So, you were on a pretty bad floor, man.
No doubt. Well, I can remember you being around at the time, and the guys just all spoke so highly of you. And I never got to know you personally, but they rave about you. So it's no surprise that you've gone on to have so much success being a head coach of the NFL, and you are launching the Lynn Family Foundation. And we wanted to have you on to find out more about that. What's going on with that?
You know, I've always had a passion to give back, and it's just because I've had great role models in my life that invested a lot and gave a lot to me. And then I happened to marry a woman, Stacy Bell, that she has the same passion. She does a lot of mentoring with young women and TV broadcasting, things like that. She's a news anchor. But, you know, we just decided to just take all of our efforts. We were given to so many different organizations and helping out. We just decided to start a foundation and run things through the foundation. It's been going pretty smooth so far, and hopefully we'll have the impact that we want to have on this society.
And then you guys are doing it out there at the Cowboys Golf Club, so it begs the next question. What kind of golfer are you, and do you have good golfers in your circle?
You know, back before I became a coach, I was a pretty good golfer, but right now I'm average. I just say that. You know, I can get around the golf course, and my motto is if you're going to miss quick. I don't like to play slow.
Yeah. It's really difficult to stay good at golf if you don't play. We could talk more about the foundation, but there's a guy on your team that I'm dying to get a coaching perspective on, because, you know, for the longest time in sports talk, we do these, all right, who are the elite quarterbacks? Who are the next guys? Blah, blah, blah. And as we were doing all this for years, talking about Romo, he always seemed to be about on the same level that Philip Rivers was on in terms of like comparing numbers and what they've done and all this stuff. And from afar, Philip Rivers is this fiery guy, and I think early in his career, he kind of, maybe if you didn't know him, he kind of came off cocky, but now that he's a veteran, you kind of love him from afar. What is the coach's assessment of how Philip Rivers operates?
He's still cocky. I mean, he's cocky, but I like him. It's a good cocky. You know, it's called confidence because of his preparation and his knowledge of the game. You know, I love the way he handles our offense. So many times he may get us out of a bad play and get us into a good play and helping another teammate, helping the guys around him play and perform better. You know, those are all the intangibles that you want in a quarterback. And, of course, he's got the skill set. You know, he's got the size. He's got the big arm. You know, he's not a mobile guy and all that, but, you know, he gets rid of the ball. And so last year, you know, he's not slowing down. I thought he played at a high level last year. You know, I've said publicly that I think he slowed down at the end of the season, but I think that's my fault. That's some things I got to do differently early in the year to, you know, keep him rested. You know, he'll be 38 years old this year, and I can't be treating him like he's a 28-year-old.
So, Coach, obviously I know that you're from McKinney, and I believe you went to high school even in Salina. Do you live here in the off season as well?
Well, I was born in McKinney.
Okay.
but I live most of my life in Salina for sure. But I get home. I have a lot of family there, so I get back quite often between, you know, Salina, McKinney, and Dallas. You know, I'm all over the place. So, I'm in the area all the time and all season. But, no, I have a home there, but it's my mother's home. My mother's living there right now.
Okay.
But one day I plan on retiring right there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
I love it. So I actually live in Salina right now. And
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Man. Love it up there. And that area is exploding. And what's interesting is the Jones family, the Joneses, own a lot of the land up there, Jerry Jones and co. And so I always feel like they're smart enough to know where the growth's going to be. But so what is that going to be like for you? Because they say Salina is going to be bigger than Frisco. It's got a bigger geographic footprint. It's going to be huge. Yeah. So for you to have spent all that time there to see it blow up into a massive city, what is that going to be like?
It's going to be different. You know, when I grew up, it was a small town, small community, and you knew everyone. I go back to Salina now, I hardly know anyone. And so it's already changed, you know, in my view. But, you know, it's just inevitable. It's going to grow. You know, everything keeps evolving. And land-wise, I think Salina is the biggest city outside of Dallas land-wise. So It's going to be a huge city one day. That's for sure.
Talking to Anthony Lynn, the head coach of the LA Chargers here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. How often are you trying to tell people in other parts of the United States just what Texas high school football is all about?
You know, you can tell them, but until they experience it, it's hard. You know, just how serious the people are in Texas about high school football. The numbers that come out on Friday nights, how the programs are structured, the facilities, you know, $75 million stadiums. People just, they have no idea. And until they see it, then you have some people that move to Texas and they come back and say, oh, my goodness. It was a lot different, but it's hard to explain, you know. And I've always said, you know, California, I lived in California, I lived in Florida and Texas, and California has more people, but I do think California, Florida, individually, they may have more athletes, but Texas has better systems, better teams, because I believe how these kids grow up, you know, in these developmental leagues. And we have junior high football, you know, other states have Pop Warner. You know, my son went to Florida. He was practicing twice a week, and then my neighbor was his coach. You know, when I was his age, I had a coaching staff of 10 people, and it's organized football. Huh. And it's just it's different. You know, it is very different.
So we are talking to Anthony Lynn, the head coach of the L.A. Chargers. And, man, you were with the Cowboys for a time there. I think you were running backs coach in 05 and 06, correct?
That's correct.
And we remember you being in the news for something that was very scary. You were involved in an accident. I was wondering if you could tell us about that, and thank God you were okay. But walk us through what happened in that accident.
Well, you gonna make me relive that?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. It's a happy ending, though.
You know, it is. You know, it was last year training camp, and another coach, Todd Haley, and I were going out, to have some pizza and a pop, and he was across the street, and it was a busy road coming off the freeway. And the guy was three times the legal limit drunk, and, I started to walk across the street, and I thought he was coming a little too fast, so I backed up, and he kind of swerved to my side of the road and hit me, and I don't remember much after that, but I know they said he was going 55 to 60 miles an hour when he hit me. I flew 50 feet in the air, landed on top of a Volkswagen, totaled the Volkswagen. It was a hit and run. You know, they didn't catch him right away, but they eventually found him. But most people thought I was dead on the spot. And the first responders got there. They saved my life. And, 2 weeks later, I was supposed to be in the hospital for over a month. Collapsed lungs, shoulder, knees, everything was messed up. Reconstruction, face surgery. God willing, he saved me. And I walked out of the hospital in 2 weeks and went back to work. I think that was a mistake going back to work because I hurt like hell. But it eventually got better. And, in the Jones family, I can't say enough about them, you know, the way they took me in and took care of me. You know, they didn't know me that well at that time. That was my first year in Dallas. And it was, it was my first training camp. And so and when I woke up that morning, the guy that was holding my hand and beside my bed was Jerry Jones,
wow.
The first person I saw when I came to. And I'll never forget that. And so, and what he did for me afterwards, just taking care of me and my family was unbelievable. So, but I tip my hat to the first responders, man. I mean, they were on it. If they had been seconds late or not been there or not been efficient as they were, I probably wouldn't be here today. But I also know that any time you get hit by a car going that fast, there's a 100% fatality rate. And, I defied the odds, and I just think that's a higher calling. And that's why, I don't take my days for granted. I don't take anything for granted anymore. And, You know, I try to give back when I can and try to have an impact and help people. So, and that's kind of what this foundation is all about. It's just helping others.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Coach, is, you know, a lot of people that have risen to the status you have, they do things, they have charities or efforts that they support. But is there a direct correlation between that experience and this particular charity?
Man, I believe absolutely. You know, every day there's a correlation to me. You know, I think about it often. But, yeah, I see you right on that one.
Coach, we're gonna reach out. We'd like to develop a relationship with you and especially meet with you out in Salina. Now, you need to know this. Torrey Hunter, have you ever met Torrey, the former Major League Baseball player?
I know of Torrey, but I have not met him.
So Torrey Hunter lives up in that prosperous Salina area, as so many athletes do, and he opened a barbecue place called Tender, and it's in downtown.
Oh, I know about the barbecue. I've been there.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. We're going to go out there. We'll go out again, and we'll go meet at Tender, and we'll buy you a bunch of barbecue. And there's another guy, the superintendent of Prosper Schools, a guy named Drew Watkins, was also hit by a car going 60 miles an hour and survived. And you talk about a higher calling. So that's a pretty elite club to get you guys. Maybe we'll go out and eat some barbecue together out there. But, hey, you have our full support. Anything we can ever do for your charity, we are on board. Count us as part of the team. And, man, want to wish you much continued success.
Well, I tell you this. Let's just, you know, we can still use players for Monday. And so anyone that want to go to LynnFamily.org and register to play golf, feel free to do that. You know, we want to get as many people out as we can and raise as much money as we can, and so that we can have a greater impact. But don't let the sticker price scare you away. You know, my people will work with you, but we just want to get the people out with a good heart that want to give back. So that's about it, fellas.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Anthony Lynn, head coach of the L.A. Chargers, Salina's own. And he said, I'm punching it up right now.
I see LynnFoundation.org.
Yeah, I'm double checking that. LynnFoundation.org is, LynnFoundation.org. Go there. You can get registered. And that's a good cause. Plus, there's going to be a lot of people out there.
Yeah,
guys like Emmett, Michael Irvin, Eric Dickerson. So do go support that. All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.